The United Tribes of Bristol Bay has called Pebble's new conceptual plan a wolf in sheep's clothing, another attempt at bribery, and the latest in a long list of lies. KDLG's Dave Benninger has more on how another longtime opponent sees this week's news as more of an investment ploy than a serious attempt to put a mine into permitting.
Rick Alford is a Republican former state Senate president and these days spends a lot of his time working to protect the PFD. But he also has been one of Pebble's staunchest opponents and has worked closely with Trout Unlimited, United Tribes of Bristol Bay, and others to block this mine and others from being developed in the Bristol Bay watershed. He looked through the new information from Pebble on Thursday.
My first question is, how are they going to, before the end of this year, actually apply for a permit? That's the core promise of what was announced. And there's a lot of slides, a lot of promises, but that's not a plan.
Halford says what's being presented now is certainly more interesting than some of the back-of-the-pizza-box plans from the past, but he's still skeptical the company is even serious about taking the project through. He thinks this conceptual rollout is aimed at investors, not regulators and not the public.
I mean, that's their real experience is more mining in the stock market than mining in the ground. I mean, the big mining interests have walked away from the project at the expense of hundreds of millions of dollars. So they're looking for another large mining interest, and anything they can do to make the project look viable is to their advantage.
He's also suspicious about whether the public is seeing the same presentation that investors are, especially after Northern Dynasty Minerals CEO Ron Thiessen was quoted in Denver recently, talking about a project that will last for many generations, not just the 20-year project Pebble says it will take into permitting.
It's very difficult to see how you could ever enforce a small mine limitation. I mean, you have a combination of multinational interests that it would take to develop it. And it's not going to be, we're going to do this partly. Once you start, you have opened and empowered a mining district with infrastructure. And it's going to go as far as they can find resources.
Pebble says that any increase in the size or scope of mining activities on the deposit is certainly possible when the first effort wraps up, but all new efforts will require separate and extensive permitting. But there's no illusion by anybody that there's a lot of copper and gold northwest of Iliamna, and several companies, Pebble included, are interested in someday going after it. Looking through Pebble's new basic concept, Halford says he is interested to see more details about a few of the ideas, and he's still very skeptical about some of the other claims.
One of those being that you can somehow separate the impact on the Nooshiak drainage and the Kwajalein drainage, when in fact the deposit sits in a saddle that really is straddles both of them, and it's pretty hard to separate when you have subsurface exchange between drainages.
Halford says the ball is now in Pebble's court to put an actual plan together and file a permit application, something he doesn't think may ever happen, let alone by December. He says the opposition to Pebble is growing and clear in its mission. Halford was heartened to see Governor Bill Walker come out opposed to Pebble earlier this week. He suspects more announcements like that will be coming rather than the other way around. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.